Well, Maddie, you guys had to grind it out big time for that win. And just like Coach Pasley just said, that was just a gritty win for you guys. But, you know, I know this week, just looking at the effect you've had, you can be in double-digit scoring any time pretty much. But this week really made your presence known defensively, create a lot of turnovers. So is that something that you focused on this week, saying, I got to step up into the passing lane and create some of those turnovers as opposed to not just worrying about my double-digit scoring?
Yeah, for sure. My dad, after all the games, he's talked about me and my rebounds because that's really what I've been slacking on. I've been trying to work on that a lot. But the scoring was a lot because they really tried to key on Dayana, and I felt like it was time for me to help her out in this game today with rebounds and points.
Of course, with the way you guys have stepped it up, you got Peyton Barker coming in to the starting lineup, and it really seems like since you've had her out there more, having you guys at the bottom, it's given you guys a lot more height in the middle, but it seems like you guys are working well. So with you being a sophomore, having her come in as a freshman, how big do you feel like that's been for you? You're underclassmen, and you're able to have that power and click in the way that you guys have as underclassmen, taking on a lot of these teams that are very senior-laden, very junior-laden.
It has been great. She helps me with my slacking rebounds, like I said earlier, and I feel like we work with each other all the time. I pass to her, she passes to me, we get some sweet shots up, and it's just been really good to work with her.
And of course, it seems like you five as a whole are, you know, really working well together, even when things weren't going well tonight. It just seems like, you know, everywhere from Dayana to you to Peyton to Addie to Presley, that you guys are all seeing each other very well on the floor. So as the season goes along, you know, how big is it for you guys to be able to have that when you have games like this where, yeah, you look at the end, it's an 18-point win, but definitely not the prettiest of wins where you guys, like I said, just had to grind it out at the end. So you five being able to be the way that you are, you know, has that been the leader in what's gotten you to the wins that you're at? I mean, at this point, at 16-2?
Absolutely. I mean, we've all been playing together since fifth grade and up, so that we've all just built together and we see each other out there. I don't even have to look at them and I know they're there. We communicate really well and it's just meshed together really well by this December. And I feel like towards the end of the season, we're going to get even better and better.
Of course, you get to this point of the season and Dietrich Holiday Tournament, I know that had to be on, you know, if you were to put your goals up, a list on the wall, I'm sure you're marking off Dietrich, and the next one is the NTC Tournament. So, you know, with you as a sophomore and looking where you guys are at, you know, are you happy with where you guys are at right now and where you're at personally? Or are you saying, hey, we got NTC Tournament coming up, we know that we're going to be up there as one of the favorites with St. Anthony, we got to do something else here?
I think there's definitely a lot we can all work on. I mean, there's so much more that we can improve on, and the more we improve, the easier it will be to compete with all those teams, because NTC is a very hard tournament. It's always been, even in junior high. So I just feel like if we all work on our individual skills, we'll get there real easy.
And of course, you know, got to ask it too, as you work from this point too. I think talking to a lot of people, you know, talking about the impact that you had on the team this week, you know, they felt like maybe it was a little bit of a slight that you didn't make the all-tournament team here, not getting that credit. As you do go forward, does that kind of fuel you saying, hey, I've really worked my butt off and have just rounded out my game and it's not being appreciated yet? So does that fuel you a little bit going forward saying, I want to have more people take notice of the hard work that I'm putting in?
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of us, all the girls on the team, I feel like at least deserved something, like an acknowledgement, because I feel like we all just work our butts off all the time, and sometimes we don't get that acknowledgement, but we'll get there. We all will get there.